Welcome to another teaching from City Life Church Wollongong. For more information about our church, log on to www.citylife.org.au.
Awesome. So we've been talking about healthy hearts, and the series has been going really well, and I've been loving it. Dad's message this morning was just great, even in his sickly state. I don't know if anyone else tell that he was still sick this morning. A few people. But he did an incredibly job. I think he's at home in bed. But it was a great message. So if you missed it, you should download it. It's really, you know, you can download stuff for free off the internet and listen to it. That's just a good idea. You should do it. But it's been great. Has everybody been enjoying the Healthy Hearts series? I feel like we've been doing a lot of walking, but there's been some really great input into our spiritual hearts and our internal heart and our life, and more than physically, you know, how we can actually have a healthy heart life. And I want to continue that tonight, if that's all right with you. Good. All right, so my message tonight is called Getting Back to the Heart That You Were Created to Have. And I want to come to Genesis chapter 1, just because that's a good place to start. Don't you think? In verse 26 and 27. So if you've got your Bible, you can open it up and you can read along with me. And it says this. It says, "Then God said, let us make human beings in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. You know, all of us were created in the image of God. All of us were designed as God's image bearers. His reflection, his image is in us. Yes, that's what the Bible says. You know, it says that God created us in his own image, and different to every other animal and fish and bird and livestock and anything else that's on the planet, we were the ones that he made in his own image. Yeah. Yep. You with me? Okay. This is not too confusing so far. It's all right. You're all right. You good? Okay. So what that means is that there are these characteristics of God that are meant to be in our hearts. Yeah. God created us in his image. And so there are these heart characteristics that God has that are supposed to be and are in our hearts. Yeah. And so God is a creative God. With a word, he spoke the universe into existence. And that creativity is in us. We have creative hearts. Maybe you're not a musician, or you don't paint or something, and so you think, "I'm not creative." But we are all creative in different ways, and all of us have been called to be creative. You know, as people, we should be creating life and creating relationships and creating friendships and creating things at work and in our family, and we're called to have this creative heart and this creative spirit, not a destructive heart and a destructive spirit. Yeah, you know, God is relational. You know, he is three in one God, Father, Spirit, Son, and so we are designed to be relational. Amen. You know, the whole way that we are built, our heart is designed to build relationship with other people. Are you with me? You figure out where this is going? You know, God is intelligent, and so we are intelligent. You know, so in our hearts is this ability to reason things out and to think and to make good choices and to make good decisions and to do all this stuff, yeah? You know, God seeks justice. And so that is in our heart, to seek justice. And we care about his world and the people in it, amen? And you know, God is spiritual. And so we have spiritualness. That's not a word. Spirit in our heart. Amen. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes we get really weirded out about the Holy Spirit and about the spiritual nature of our existence, but God is spiritual and we are created in his image. And so we are spiritual, yeah? And God is gracious, and so we need to be gracious. Now, God is loving, and so it is in our heart to love. Amen. You know, all of these things, these are things that are characteristic of a healthy heart. And a healthy heart is a heart that reflects the image of God. A healthy heart is something that shows that God-likeness that is in every one of us, yeah? But we lose these characteristics when we sin. And because of sin, we lose these heart characteristics of God that were built into us, yeah? You know, let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, it's on the same page for me, so that's easy. You know, and it says that this serpent comes and he talks to Eve and to Adam, you know, he says, you know, you should eat off the tree that God told you not to eat off. And they do it and they sin, yeah, and they fall and they get kicked out of Eden. But the thing that they get or that they did is it opened their eyes to knowing good and evil. And I think we get to this point in our lives where we're not satisfied with being made in God's image, and we start to want to be God for ourselves. Yeah? And that's when we start to lose the God-like characteristics of our heart, and they're replaced with sinful characteristics in our heart. And instead of grace, we have judgment. Instead of, you know, the Spirit, we just have a total absence of that. Instead of justice, we have injustice. And instead of relationships, we have brokenness. And instead of creativity, we have destruction. Yeah, and when we sin, and when we let sin into our life, we start to abstract the things that are, the God-likeness of our heart becomes broken. Yeah? Are you with me still? Is this good? And Mary and I went away the last couple of days because it was 6 months since we got married yesterday, which is very exciting. And so we decided to go away because why not? You know, I think you should take any excuse to celebrate being married because I think being married is the best. Just personally, Mary agrees with me. So we went down to... She does, I know. We went down to Canberra, we stayed in a nice place, and one of the things that we did was went to the National Gallery, and I want to show you a picture. Hopefully that first one will come up on the screen. There was an exhibition of Roy Lichtenstein, who's an American artist. Broman? You didn't study him? Anyway, that's all right. But can anybody tell me what this is a picture of?
Nothing.
Some squares, some lines, nothing. Okay, yep. Can we see the next picture? Any ideas? What could this be a picture of? The Opera House? A map of a city? The next one? Any guesses? A cow. Any other? All right, the next one? Yeah, we're seeing what? Yeah, the next? Can we see the next? There's a cow, yeah? All right, can we see the one with them all together? Ta-da! So, he did this series of artworks, which, if you're interested, is an appropriation of a Picasso artwork. Broman's doing her art HSC in a couple of days, so I'm just helping her out. Broman, give me the cultural framework on that one. No, it's all right. But he did this thing. It's a series of paintings, okay? And he started with the bull in the bottom right. And he said, you know, how can I abstract this image and simplify all the elements down to their simplest form? And he ended up with that top left image. And if you look at the series, and so they had it, you know, big. This is just little. You know, it's a free exhibition if you want to drive to Canberra. But... you know, you could see that progression as it went from, okay, I can see that it is a bull, to just some lines on a canvas. Yeah? Does anybody see where I'm going? You know, when we let sin into our life and into our heart, and when we let things take over the God-like attitudes of our heart, when I try and be God of my own life instead of being like God and made in His own image, then I start to abstract the qualities that He has built into me. And gradually, as I let other things come in and take over the things that are meant to be in my heart, it becomes less and less recognizable. And my heart becomes, and my life becomes less recognized as made in God's image and more, I don't know what's going on, it's just squiggly lines on a page, yeah? Yeah. And I think this is one of the saddest things about us and about humanity is that we were created in God's image, but we reject that and we abstract that, and we end up, if we let ourselves and if we don't receive God, then we end up in this place where we look nothing like Him. Yeah. And what was designed to be God-like ends up, you know, like abstract art. And so I was thinking, you know, this week, you know, how, if we're created in God's image, if I'm created in His image and those heart characteristics were designed to be my heart characteristics, then how do we get that back? How do I get back the heart that I was created to have? Now, how do I get back to that place where God has called me to be and get back to that heart and the things in that heart that God has called me to have, yeah? How do I get back to a heart that is spiritual and a heart that is gracious and a heart that is loving and a heart that seeks justice and a heart that is relational, a heart that is creative? How do I build those characteristics back and start to get looking less like the abstract art and more like the bull? Not the bull, but you. Understand the illustration. You know, and the only way we can do that is through Jesus. Amen. And when you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, I just have a couple of scriptures tonight, so it's really simple to follow along. And we're going to read from verse 17. It says, you know, I tell you this, and I insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. It says they've lost the thing that their heart was designed to have. Their heart has got hard. They've let all sin and other things in, and they're full of greed. And it says then, that, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. It says, you know, that's not the way that we are called to live. That's not what we were taught when we received Jesus. It was not what was given to us when we heard about Christ. It says, you were taught, verse 22, with regards to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen? You know, it's saying we have these hearts that have been hardened and abstracted from what they were designed to be like, but God has given us Jesus Christ. Yeah. And because of Him, we can get back to that place where we can be created to be like God again. Amen. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that we are God, because we're not. We are people. And we are fallen and we are sinful and we're all of those things. But God gives us this incredible grace to be God-like, in that we can have relationship with Him. And He says, I'm going to make you, and I've designed you so that you can have relationship with Me. And part of that was giving us that free choice to rebel. And part of that is what happened. And so, but it means that we can get back to that God-likeness in our hearts, you know, and have hearts that are healthy and hearts that are full of love and justice and forgiveness and grace and these characteristics that you don't see in anything else on this planet, but only in people, because we were the ones designing God's image. Is that all right? Are you with me? All right, so I was thinking, like, how do we do that? This verse is there and it's saying, you know, it's about what did Jesus teach us and what came from Him. And so I wanted to just kind of pull really quickly as just a couple of things out of that. It says, you know, to put off your old self. You know, to throw away the garbage of our life. If you were here this morning, we had the garbage on the stage. And it was a really good illustration and really well done. And we have that stuff that is in our life, and it's the bitterness and the resentment and the other things that we dwell on, and they begin to stink. Yeah? And that's the old life, the old way of thinking. And it's saying, throw those things off. Get those things that are nasty, that are just going dead and dying and wrong and rotten that are in our lives, and maybe it's the fear and it's the bitterness and all of those things, and throw them off. Maybe it's the sin. That's what it's saying. It's like that darkening in their understanding, their ignorance, the giving themselves to sensuality, all of these things, indulging in sin. It says, throw all of these things off, that former way of life, yeah? And let God in to do that. You know, I was, I don't know if anyone has ever seen that show, Hoarders. Yeah? Anyone? If you're feeling bad about how messy your house is, watch a couple of episodes and you'll be good. Yeah? But I've been interested in that if you are caught in that cycle of hoarding, then you can't help yourself often. Like a lot of these people, you just like, you see the house and you're like, how could they get to that point? And like, how on earth? But they're in that situation and they can't get out of it. And they need someone else to come in and just chuck out the garbage from their house. And to say to them, this is rubbish, you don't need it anymore. And sometimes, you know, we are hoarders in our own hearts. And we have so much junk in our life that we think is precious. I don't know if anyone else is like that. And there's stuff, and it is nasty, and it is off, and it smells, and you can't even get to your front door. But you think, oh, I need to hold on to that. Because, I don't know, it's just, you know how it is. And we need someone else to come into our life and say, that's rubbish, that's rubbish, that's rubbish. Let me take it out. Let me do a clean out. And that is exactly what Jesus is going to do and does in our life. Amen. And that's exactly what God wants to do in our hearts, is come in and say, those things that you couldn't get rid of because you thought they were so precious, they are garbage compared to me. And so let me come in and help you throw out the old stuff and get rid of the former way of life, amen, and put it off because it is corrupt and it is gross and it's smelling bad, and I can't even sit on the lounge because there's pizza boxes, I don't know, but it's like, you with me?
Yeah.
We need to let God come into our hearts, you know, we can't. This whole heart health series is just, it's been this repeated thing that's like, you can't pull yourself up by the bootstraps to get a healthy heart. You know, physically you can. You can say, oh, I'm going to just do it and I'm going to go for it and I'm going to walk, and that's good. But spiritually, we just need God.
Yeah.
And God knew it from the start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was reading that verse in Genesis, that the whole thing again this week, and I just, you know, Genesis is probably one of those books of the Bible that growing up in church, I have heard the story a lot of times, you know, probably as many people might have. And I was really struck by something the other day. And I want to see if I can, I didn't actually mark this down. All right, here it is. All right, so you know how they fall and then Adam and Eve, they realize that they're naked, yeah? You know, they're sinned. And then this is interesting, Genesis 3:21. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
Yeah.
And I read that verse and it just spoke to me just fresh about God's love and his grace.
Yeah.
And God is right in the midst of his creation rebelling against him. And the reason that they are shameful of their nakedness is because they have done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And God says, I will make you clothes to cover up your shame.
Yeah.
You know, he still needs justice and they still can't have the things that they were going to have and the promises that they were going to have because they sinned. He says, I will cover your shame so that you can move forward. And he makes a way for them, yeah? And God's grace is his plan all along. And it culminates with Jesus. And we need to let him into our hearts to cover our sin and our shame, to clothe us so that we are no longer naked, and to throw out the old, yeah? You know, to be remade with new attitudes in our mind. You know, I think this is cool. It says in verse 23 of Ephesians 4, it says, to be made new. It doesn't say make yourself new. You know, sometimes we talk about thinking and we talk about just being positive. And that's important and we should. But we need God to help us, yeah? We need to be made new by Him. And to be people that will come to God and say, God, I thank You that You created me in Your image. And so You can make me new again. And You can make my heart new. And You can give me new attitudes and new thinking. And You can reshape my heart. Isn't God amazing? His grace for us that He would just do that. And then He says, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness, in wholeness. And then we can start to living out and claiming and living the new us that once again is God-like, that is like God, where those heart characteristics of God can come out again and people can see us and say, you were made in God's image. There are things that seem like God that are reflected in you because you have received the grace of Jesus and been made new by it. Amen?
Yes, amen.
And getting saved, being a Christian, following Jesus, it's not just about receiving salvation so that you go to heaven when you die, but it's about being made new for here, now, and for eternity, so that we can be those people who are like God in true righteousness and holiness, not because of anything that I've done, but because I have been clothed by God. You know, that God made clothes for me to cover my nakedness. And that's Jesus. That we are covered by His blood. Amen. So that God doesn't see my sin and my shame, but He sees Jesus' blood on me when He looks at me. And so because of that, I can be truly righteous and truly holy. Amen. Is that all right? You know, we were created in the image of God. And I think that we can claim that. And live that out. Not, I am God, but I'm letting God control my life and knowing that I can reflect His image because of His grace. And I think if we can do that, then we can have hearts that are healthy and hearts that are free and hearts that start to show that those God-like characteristics and start to have, you know, justice and love and grace and relationship and creativity. And all of those things can come out in our workplace and in our university, in our school, in our families, as we start to become more God-like because we've received Jesus. Amen. So how about the guys will come and let's just pray and let God just do a new work in our hearts. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, God. God, I just thank You that You're here with us right now. God, we thank You that You created us in Your image. And God, that we don't have to be afraid of that or ashamed of that or doubt that, but we can claim it because of Your grace and Your love towards us. God, thank You that You cover our sin and our shame. And that You gave Your Son Jesus to die for us. So God, we right now want to put off our old self. And God, ask You for help to throw out the garbage that we're hanging on to. God, start to show us, point out the things in our lives that we think are precious but are just rubbish. And show us those things to put off and to throw away. God, give us a new heart attitude and a new mind and new thinking and start to put more of those God-like characteristics back into our hearts and help us, God, just to receive Your grace in every part of our lives. God, thank You for every person here tonight, God, that You have a plan for them, a purpose for their life, that You have new things for them, and that You have created all of us in Your image. So, God, we pray for new ideas, new creativity, you know, fruitfulness in relationships, love and graciousness and justice and all of those characteristics to start to flow out of us as we receive Your grace. Now, before we finish, I don't know, I feel like I want to pray for some people for that. Maybe you just feel like you need a new heart and you need to remember again that you are just created in God's image and created in Christ Jesus for good works, that God has a plan for you and a purpose for you and He wants to give you a new heart. Maybe you need help to identify the things that you need to throw out. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like we should pray around that for a second. So if that's you and you're feeling like God's speaking to you tonight, then I want to pray with you. So while everyone's in that attitude of prayer and they've got their head bowed, their eyes closed, let's just raise your hand if that's you and you want to say, yeah, Andrew, pray for me for that because I just want a fresh heart. I just want a fresh heart for you. I want a fresh heart for the relationships in my life. I want just a fresh heart and forgiveness, God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, God. Yeah, God, I thank you for everyone who's raised their hand and responding to you, God, and that you love every single person here. God, that you have grace for us, that you have a new heart for us. God, I pray that you would help us all to just put off what is old and to accept and receive what is new. And God, that you would have your way powerfully in our lives. So God, I thank you for your presence here. Thank you for your son, Jesus, that he died for us. Amen. Before we finish, we pray a prayer every week. And so we're just going to pray that again together, because I don't know where you're at, where your heart is at. And so maybe you've never asked God into your heart before. Maybe you have and you feel far from him. So we're going to pray this prayer together. We are a family, like the guys were saying. And so we're going to pray this as a family all together, so that nobody feels weird, and we can all receive Jesus again. Cool? It's on the screen. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Awesome. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this teaching from City Life Church. And why not join us on a Sunday? We hold multiple services around the Illawarra. For more information, go to www.citylife.org.au.